You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Nick Cavaretta, an Australian entrepreneur working as a freelancer SEO consultant and online marketing specialist for Multimedia X. Nick, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So, Nick, what have been the stronger signals for ranking websites in 2015?
Well, I would say that content still dominates overall, but I've been seeing some buzz around social signals lately, in particular Twitter, like with the new integrations with Google, although I haven't seen any case studies. But really, in my opinion, it's all still about links. It really depends on what niche or vertical you're speaking about and what the search engine results display. But without links, search engines would be a complete mess. I'm pretty sure Google even did a study not long ago where they tested the algorithm without links, and it was a complete mess, and nothing made sense at all.
Very interesting. What are your predictions for search in the near future?
Probably Google Map listings and local signals will definitely improve within the next few years. I mean, we've already seen Google Maps change from listing 7 businesses to 3. So they're encouraging people to actually click through to Google Map platform. So what I hear in the near future is people, like users, will be able to filter businesses based on the distance from them, or even how many reviews they've received, or even their star rating.
And what about your prediction for search in the distant future? We're talking out at 5 to 10 years out.
I'd say probably even, 10 years out, we'll probably see organic search die. Not completely. It would still be needed for research purposes because nobody's really going to pay to have something listed if they're just a blogger, for instance. But when it comes to products and services, I think that Google organic search will be completely dead to that. Because what we're seeing with Google Map listings, I think Google Local has its potential to be its own platform and to have Google Plus integration with My Business pages. So this really will open up a lot of opportunities for AdWords, and Google really needs to raise revenue, and AdWords is their biggest moneymaker, especially with mobile devices.
Very interesting to even go there and to think about that. Today we're joined by Nick Cavaretta, an Australian entrepreneur working as freelancer, SEO consultant, and online marketing specialist for Multimedia X here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nick, what do you think about people saying that SEO is dead today?
It's not dead at all. It is evolving, though, but search is evolving as well, so SEO has to evolve with it. Obviously, it's steered by Google themselves, but really, in the search engine optimization world, we still have user experience we need to optimize for and all the technical aspects of optimizing a website for search. So really, when it comes to off-site SEO, I think they're more speaking about saying SEO is dead. And it has evolved into more like public relations and outreach services, which is why a lot of like marketing agencies and branding agencies are starting to jump on the SEO board.
In conclusion, for our bloggers tuning in or anyone that blogs, period, what is the best strategy in regards to tag words or keywords? Can you have too many for a post, or are long phrases or keywords a no-no? Get into some of that if you would.
If you're a blogger, I would say not to think about, like, don't think about SEO at all. Just be mindful that you can over-optimize an article. So if you're if you have SEO in mind, you're going to be dropping keywords all the time, and that's considered stuffing keywords. Also, if you don't think about it and write naturally, then you're really catering to the Hummingbird algorithm and the Panda algorithm. So you're going to rank naturally anyway if your article is good quality content.
Well, certainly do appreciate all the tips and advice and information and insight in all these regards. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and how they can be in touch with you as well?
So my website is my name. Very easy to find. What I specialize in is technical SEO. So more the on-site SEO. If you have had like a new website developed, you're a startup company and you want to be visible, that's generally the specific areas that I focus on.
Well, Nick, we certainly do appreciate it. It is nickcavaretta.com.au. Nick, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and look forward to another conversation in the future.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on time.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Nick Cavaretta, an Australian entrepreneur working as a freelancer, SEO consultant, and online marketing specialist for Multimedia X. And once again, the website for contact and for more information, it's nickcavaretta.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.